Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Just to be clear, I am not ready to pronounce the Craig Stammen era of Padres baseball underway based on one tweet from Kentucky this morning. Welcome back to Ben and Woods. Sammy Levitt sitting in Stephen Woods' chair while he is gone today. Disneyland celebrating Taylor's birthday with his family. He will be back tomorrow. Just had our boss, Adam, in. We actually tried to reach out to Matt Jones in Kentucky to get any clarification on his randomly bizarre report.
Well, how about Adam having his number?
I legitimately, everybody's number. I had not heard of this person before, but we were just told he's like the Paul Feinbaum of Kentucky. So in college football, huge name in media, and I'm like, all right, well, whatever. And then Adam's like, oh, I got his number right here. You guys want to call him? We're like, kind of.
Tried. He didn't answer. Adam was going to go with the text route after, because no one answers the phone for an unknown number anymore.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we at least reached out to see if there's any more information he can give us. He said he got a random text.
Well,
what do you consider a random text?
I consider
a text from someone you know pretty well, just randomly hitting you
random
up.
Random text could have
like
two
a text
meanings.
From a number you don't really know it that could, just sent you.
That's hey. Random. I think if you haven't talked to them in like over a year or a couple years, that would consider random.
But it also could be somebody that you are relatively close to or know well, and you're just saying this information is random.
That's true. It could be someone you trust.
If it is that. Then maybe we have something here.
Yes, that would have more credibility. If he's just getting a random text from like, don't know this number, but they're telling me that Craig Stammen is the new manager of the Padres, that's less credible, obviously.
What do you think the likelihood in the next 58 minutes before this show ends that there is a major news breaker saying Craig Stammen
0%.
Is the manager of the Padres?
In the next 58 minutes, 0%.
In
the next 59
hour?
Minutes?
Yes.
Possible. 10:02.
Interesting.
I mean, if you're the Padres, I don't feel like it's something you even need to respond to. If it was from Jeff Passan, of course.
If it was from Jeff Passan, then Craig Stammen's the new manager of the Padres.
Yeah, you trust it 100%. If it was from an MLB insider and you thought it was wrong, you might need to say something if you're the Padres. Like, hey, slow your roll. We have not hired a manager yet, or that's not who we're hiring. You might not want people to start rolling with it.
If this is true, in a world where this is true, where I think we all agree that it's probably not, but if this was true, it would be probably the craziest Padres news break.
It would be.
Of all time.
One of the craziest news breaks of all time from a random source out of nowhere, like dropping some news. We've already proven this week that there's a number of Padres legends and insiders who listen to this show on occasion. Just, you know, randomly text me, yes or no. Just yes, if it's Craig Stammen or no.
Trevor Hoffman, if you're listening.
I will not reveal who it is. I just want a yes or a no on my text so I can at least know what direction to go with this very, very unusual report out of Kentucky.
Look, if
from a basketball reporter and football reporter in Kentucky.
I know. It's easy to know, like, you're like, okay, this is clearly a troll account or something like this. Nobody knows who this is, if this person even exists. When this person does, in fact, exist, Matt Jones, you may be not super familiar with him, but he's well-established in Kentucky college football scenes. It's just very weird. And then, like you said, if Jeff Passan, like, 2 days ago was like, I'm hearing Craig Stammen is actually could be a dark horse candidate for the Padres job, we would all go, huh, hadn't thought about that,
again,
but man, I can see that.
Don't totally hate the idea.
I mean, like, and I alluded to this earlier because I thought I had read this somewhere because I vaguely know who Matt Jones is. I mean, I'm just reading off Wikipedia here. Jones considered running for the U.S. Senate in 2020, but announced in November of 2019 that he would not enter the race. So he's like, again, this is not a nobody. This is just sort of an interesting
right
character.
But where did he get the info from? And does
I'm even looking up where did he grew up.
And his credibility is not on the line here. That's
so
the
he
problem.
Was born in Lexington, Kentucky.
For most people, if you're a baseball reporter, you tweet something like that, you get it wrong. You take a hit to your credibility. Sure. I don't know that anything is completely, you know, you can't come back from nowadays. Everybody gets certain things wrong. You know, Ken Rosenthal's gotten things wrong, obviously, before. But you just do that, and you're not a, if you're not a baseball reporter, you just laugh it off and go, ha, someone got me. Oh, well. He doesn't know the hornet's nest that he's stirring up in San Diego at this moment.
Mm. Yeah, we'll see.
I have yet to receive my random yes or no text.
Let's get to the biggest fan.
From random insiders. Oh, yeah, we've got
while
to get to our thank you, Paulie.
Your
yes, it is 9 o'clock. It means it is time for us to announce today's biggest fan. If you hear your name called, you'll have 10 minutes, and we will make it official 10 minutes from now for you to call us at 833-288-0973 and qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey Suite at a Padres game next season with the fan staff. Today's name at 9 a.m. is Ramon Garcia from San Diego. Ramon Garcia, you now have 10 minutes to call us at 833-288-0973. Get your name into our grand prize drawing for the night in the Odyssey Suite, and it's not too late for everybody out there. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. While we wait for Ramon to call, Paulie, give us some headlines in the Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition oh, of boy. The Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
How we doing, boys?
Good.
Fantastic.
Little spun out.
A little bit. All right, let's get started here. Round of reports. We will get started with some, I won't call it big news. I'll just call it news this morning from ESPN. And I don't know if this matters to anybody.
It's official.
It is official. I do know that. ESPN announced.
Craig Stammen is the new manager of the San Diego Padres.
Wait.
Yep. Sorry.
According to whom?
Kevin Acey. Just sent it out, and it is now posted on the Union Tribune website. So, congratulations,
Matt Jones.
You have
San Diego
everybody.
Legend.
Padres have hired a new manager, Craig Stammen, who spent 6 years as a Padres relief pitcher, has agreed to a 3-year contract, according to the Union Tribune, to become the team's next manager. The surprise candidate that no one was talking about is the new manager of the San Diego Padres. The hire is expected to be announced later this morning. We will let you know. If there's a news conference, of course, we will cover it here on 97.3 The Fan.
Immediate reaction?
Craig still surprised.
Very surprised.
Yep.
Somebody in the organization.
Sure. Which
somebody very, very well respected.
Right. But someone with no managerial experience
yes.
is going to have to learn on the job a bit. I mean, you're going to need to give them a good coaching staff, obviously, and hopefully you can keep as many of your superstar coaches like Ruben Niebla and Ben Fritz as possible.
Now I'm wondering if Don Mattingly is going to be the
bench coach.
Bench coach of
that
the
would make a lot of sense, actually, of experienced former manager.
Wow, but a stunner
as a bench coach.
I mean, I would classify this as a stunner.
Oh, yeah.
For all reasons.
I do feel
somebody
like
who is not reported on.
I do feel like we should have thrown his name into the
mix. Agree
when
with
we were
you.
Throwing out people like Mark Loretta in the organization. Greg Stammen's name should have been thrown out along with everybody else, and just kind of a blanket sense, just knowing how highly he's thought of. But again, when you don't hear a name at all for, you know, 2.5 weeks in a process, and then all of a sudden he's hired, you've got to be considered at least somewhat of an out of left field shocker here.
All right, I'm reading, trying to get through Kevin Acey's story here, and this obviously happening just while we're on the air. A tight circle of team officials led by Chairman John Seidler, AJ Preller, Eric Grubner chose Stammen over Niebla, Pujols, Hundley. The plan is for Niebla, who has 2 years remaining on his contract, to be retained.
Love that.
Okay. Padres are expected to retain most of their coaching staff, searching for a new hitting coach and third base coach. We already knew that.
Tim Leeper has been hired by the Mets. Do we know that? I had read that. You had read that one? Okay. Yep.
According to people familiar with the interview process, Stammen impressed Padres officials in his interviews with the genuine manner in which he communicated his conviction about how a team should be run and his knowledge of the organization.
Look, I like Craig a lot. I've always been impressed by him. I think he's a great baseball mind. He's somebody very well respected. So I'm not surprised, and I think we alluded to this when we first read the Matt Jones tweet. I'm not surprised at all that Craig Stammen's going to be a manager. It's out of left field. It's out of nowhere. It's a stunner.
It's you know, he was teammates with some of the players he will now be managing. Manny Machado, Jake Cronenworth, Adrian Morejon, Joe Musgrove, Fernando Tatis Jr. He was on the team with all of those guys, and Yu Darvish as well. Obviously, you won't be pitching this year, but he was teammates with all six of those guys during the end of his tenure with the San Diego Padres. Remember, he started the pandemic playoff decisive game three, the bullpen game, against the St. Louis Cardinals when they beat Mike Schilt's team to advance to the second round of the playoffs in 2020.
It's a totally different hire than the last two. Bob Melvin, tons of experience. Mike Schilt, a lot of experience.
Although it is similar to Mike Schilt in that he was working inside the organization.
Very similar.
With the front office, like Mike Schilt was when then he was brought in to maintain at least some semblance of continuity going forward.
Mm.
So, they'll have to hire a couple of coaches, but they'll try to keep as many coaches and as much continuity as possible going forward. I promise you one thing. You if you don't know Craig Stammen, if you're a fairly newer Padres fan, you're going to like Craig Stammen.
Yeah, I agree.
I promise you will like Craig Stammen.
Yeah,
whether he'll be a good manager or not, I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, and you're right. This probably should have been someone that we spoke more about, that we threw into the mix earlier. Now, in our defense, I think every show on the station's defense, it's not like anybody else was reporting on it. All the reporting that was done about Pujols and Hundley, just Matt Jones. I mean, that is the stunning part about it. But from the standpoint of Craig Stammen, the idea of him being a major league manager, I think for those of us who have dealt with Craig and know him, I don't think it's surprising in the slightest, but I do think the timing is pretty stunning.
By the way, if there was ever any doubt about whether AJ Preller is still in control of this team,
agreed.
This ends all of it. Contract extension or not, Craig Stammen's an AJ guy. He's someone that AJ has often spoke highly of, has worked closely with AJ in the front office, very much an AJ Preller hire here, which is not a bad thing.
No.
But it's not a sign that AJ is losing some of, you know, the control of the team or anything at this point. It's a sign that that AJ is still very much making the decisions at Petco Park.
I would agree with that. I would be stunned if this doesn't come along with an extension for AJ. And I think you're right, Ben. I think it speaks to this being a real AJ hire and somebody that they probably feel can work hand in hand with this front office for sure.
Correct.
I would assume that's a large part of it, is somebody who can work hand in hand with this front office, somebody they know, who I think is probably easy to work with, who they understand him, he understands them.
Paulie, I think we have our biggest fan on the line. Got to give the important stuff here. Got to make sure we take care of that. We totally interrupted. We got about 4 seconds into the Rindle Report when this all broke.
Matt
we'll let
Jones.
You get back to it. Let's take a break. We will continue to react to the Padres' hiring of Craig Stammen as their 19th manager in franchise history.
Where's Woodsy?
Full-time manager. Woodsy, of course, at Disneyland when this is all happening. We'll be back after a quick timeout. With Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Craig Stammen needs to unwind after a Padres game. He knows where to do it. It's just 7 minutes from downtown at 7 Mile Casino. Make the short drive down the 5 freeway to Chula Vista. You're going to get off at E. That'll put you right on Bay Boulevard. It's on the west side of the freeway. You stay there. Within about a quarter of a mile, you turn left right in to the parking lot at 7 Mile Casino. Park right in front. This isn't one of those giant casinos out in the East County where you got to go into the seventh level of a parking garage, walk through all the slot machines and get to a card room. No, you walk right in, you sit right down at a California-style blackjack table, play some Texas Hold'em poker. It's going to be a great time at 7 Mile Casino. You can have a great meal at Sammy's at 7 Mile. Sammy's wood-fired pizza, the great menus that you know with the pizzas and the chopped salads and the pastas, plus their 24/7 players menu, available at any time during the day with great favorites like the Kung Pao Chicken, which I love, and the Weekend Brunch, voted best in the South County, Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy it in the restaurant, enjoy it on the patio, or if you're a player, enjoy food from the menu, a 35% discount while you're at the tables. So many reasons to check out 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When major Padres news breaks, you come to 97.3 The Fan. Well, first you go to Matt Jones in Kentucky. Then you come to 97.3 The Fan to get the immediate reaction. And I would like to let everybody know that A.J. Preller, Padres President of Baseball Operations, will join us in just over 10 minutes at the bottom of the hour to discuss what is now official, the hiring of Craig Stammen to a three-year contract as the new manager of the San Diego Padres. Just got a release from the team. Sammy Leavitt sitting in for Woodsy here. The quote from A.J., we can ask him about it in a few minutes. Craig has been a strong presence in our organization for nearly a decade. He possesses deep organizational knowledge and brings natural leadership qualities to the manager's chair. As both a player and in his post-playing career, Craig has displayed an ability to elevate those around him. His strength of character, competitive nature, and talent for bringing people together makes him the ideal choice to lead the Padres.
Mm. Well, obviously it's a stunner because it's a name that came out of nowhere. It's a stunner because Matt Jones in Kentucky broke it, which we're going to have to get the backstory on for Matt Jones at some point on this radio station.
I'm going to ask AJ Preller in 10 minutes. Yeah. Do you know who Matt Jones is?
Yeah, we should. The more I think about it, it's not that stunning at all because I think Craig is so respected. Remember, this is somebody who decided he was done playing at spring training. I was there. I remember when he said it. It was emotional. He's somebody that commands a lot of respect from guys in that room, from his teammates, and somebody they thought highly enough of that when he stopped playing, they moved him right into a front office role, had him work with players. I think Craig was down in the minor leagues a little bit throughout the last couple of years working with players. So he's somebody who is extremely well respected. And you know, AJ and the Padres think really, really highly of. However, it is a guy who's going to be a first time manager at any level.
It always actually was almost a mystery to me. Because, you know, I'm not in that clubhouse, but when Craig Stammen was a player, how unbelievably respected he was. Like he was a superstar player, like an Albert Pujols. He commanded that level of respect in the Padres clubhouse when he was a player, without being a superstar level player, mm-hmm. with mostly just being a bullpen, a back end of the bullpen guy. He was looked at as a key member of the team. Of the franchise for the really entire time he was right. with the San Diego Padres.
Right. And he, you know, look, I did not know Craig, the player, super well, admittedly, because I think he only pitched in 2022 when I was here. Obviously, I think other people knew him better as a player when he had more of a major role with the Padres pitching staff and in that bullpen. But yeah, I agree with you. Somebody that is super well respected. Here's the other thing that I do like about it. Is that, you know, when Mike Schilt showed up and you were thinking there would be continuity there and he's somebody that could stick around a while and somebody that was coming from the Cardinals and had been in the organization, you know, not to take the Cardinal way line and just flip it into Padre way, but, you know, maybe that's a little bit of what this is of organizational continuity. Somebody who's been in the organization, somebody who's been in the front office. If you're looking for the Padres to develop the quote-unquote Padre way, well, maybe it's good that you have a guy from within the organization that knows how AJ and how his front office wants things to be handled and how they want things to be done, and somebody that's been at the lower levels a little bit now. To me, it is a nice continuity hire.
There's a lot of discussion in the chat right now, positive, negative. See Matthew jumping in, 97.3 on immediate damage control. Damage of what? What damage are you looking for? They were going to hire a manager. They have hired a manager. Did you?
And by the way, all the names that were thrown out there were first-year managers.
Absolutely. There was going to be question marks.
Okay. Albert, Nick Hundley would have been first-year manager.
Albert Pujols might have been the biggest question mark.
Absolutely.
Hiring. If he had been hired, there would have been major questions about Albert Pujols as the Padres manager.
Again, the stunning part is not that it's Craig. You could have sold me on him being part of the process 100% as somebody who was already in the organization. The stunning part is that Matt Jones in Kentucky broke it out of nowhere, and within 15 minutes, it went from Matt Jones to the Padres announcing it.
Yeah, just like with any manager, I will give him a clean slate and, you know, evaluate him on the job that he does from this point forward. But if you had promoted Ruben Niebla, that would have come with major questions. Pitching coaches don't generally get these jobs. You know, he was part of the coaching staff last year that didn't get it done in the playoffs. Why go with him? Nick Hundley would have been, all right, well, what's the selling point on Nick Hundley? There was no candidate out there where you were going to go, I can't believe the Padres let him get away. They were all came with question marks. There was no slam dunk, oh, they've got to hire this guy, or this process has been a failure, in my mind.
Right. Out of all the names that were out there, to me, Pujols was probably the easiest sell because he's Albert Pujols. However, it's going to come with major question marks because you have no idea. The guy's never been a manager. It's an enormous, enormous figure to be a manager. But all these guys would have come with question marks, and Craig's going to come with question marks, too.
And we'll ask AJ certainly about the interview process. And
I'm fascinated. I really am.
The candidates and, you know, what he can say about that. Again, he's going to join us in just a couple of minutes. You want to just let's take a timeout.
Yeah,
and then when we come back, we will be joined by Padres President of Baseball Operations, AJ Preller, with the very latest on his hiring of Craig Stammen as the new manager of the San Diego Padres. That's coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Reacting here on 97.3 The Fan to the hiring of Craig Stammen as the new Padres manager, I give you a couple updates. First of all, the Padres will officially introduce Stammen as manager on Monday. We will carry for you a live news conference from Petco Park beginning at 10 a.m. here on 97.3 The Fan, which is, feels like a long time from now. It's four days away before we get the official news conference, which is why A.J. Preller, president of baseball operations, is going to join us in just a couple of minutes to talk about the big news in the hiring of Craig Stammen. The other is, for the first time, I don't think they had to Photoshop the picture of Craig Stammen in a Padres uniform to introduce him as the manager. They actually have pictures of Craig Stammen from, you know, this current iteration of uniform wearing that as a Padre.
Like,
he last played
years ago.
2022. His last appearance was with the team that made it to the National League Championship Series.
They had the graphic design people at Petco Park ready to go. They've got Pujols. They didn't need Rubin. You know, they got Nick Hundley, you know, in a photo, and they're like, oh, I don't need any of this.
Good to go. We already have
just
the Craig
Stammen. Just go into the photo archives.
Photo
from spring training done. 2022, the headshot.
It's absolutely still applicable today. Yeah. So, AJ should call us in a moment. Let's get to Kelly's traffic, last check of traffic, and then we'll wait for AJ's call here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, standing by for Padres President of Baseball Operations, A.J. Preller, going to join us here before the end of the program. Obviously, some busy goings on right now at Petco Park as they officially announced the three-year contract to become the new manager of the San Diego Padres. Again, we're getting lots of reaction in our chat right now. Sammy Levitt's in studio with us as well. Very, very mixed reaction to the news right now from Padres fans.
Mm. Yeah, look, I think it's fair. I think, and we were talking about this a little bit during the break, it's not a shocking hire. The shocking part of it is the timing and the way it's come out.
How it played out, yeah.
How it played out is the shocking part. But if you had told me a couple of weeks ago, once Mike left, that Craig Stammen was part of the process, that he was getting an interview, that he was one of the internal candidates the Padres were considering, it wouldn't have surprised me. I don't think it would have surprised any of us knowing who he is, the respect he has, the role he's already had in the organization. But it's a stunner the way it played out. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, look, I think it will ultimately play out as any manager would. It'll ultimately play out in how Craig performs and how the team performs. But we shall see.
He has one advantage that even Albert Pujols wouldn't have had coming into the Padres. He already has relationships and the respect of even the superstar players of the San Diego Padres. I can promise you, Manny Machado respects the heck out of Craig Stammen. Fernando Tatis Jr. respects the heck out of Craig Stammen. It's something that Andy Green and Jace Tingler didn't have walking into the door as manager of the San Diego Padres as first-time managers. Craig Stammen does have that. And I'm not just saying that. I've seen it. I've heard them all talk about it. This is not new news,
right?
How Padres players felt about their former teammate.
Now, of course, the flip side of that would be that you have a guy, and it's a rare scenario that he's going to walk into where he is going to be former teammates with a lot of the guys he's managing. Manny, Fernando, Jake Cronenworth, there's others that you can put in that mix as well. There are a lot of star players that he's former teammates with that he's going to be managing. That's a really rare situation. I think it's probably fair to have some concern about how you navigate that. No doubt Craig has a ton of respect in that clubhouse, but, you know, it's definitely an interesting scenario.
I'll make a comparison. Stephen Vogt, also 41 years old, same age, has jumped in, has managed former teammates, and very quickly had a lot of success as manager of the Cleveland Guardians. All right, Paul is getting him online. Let's go out to our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com, and we're joined right now by the president of baseball operations for the San Diego Padres, A.J. Preller. A.J., first of all, thanks for doing this when Woodsy was off today at Disneyland with his kids. I'll be able to hold this over his head forever.
No problem. Thank you, guys. We waited for the announcement until we knew what the schedule was.
No, he knows. He absolutely
knows.
He
called it. He literally called it yesterday.
I will take the day off to guarantee that the Padres will name a new manager. We're a little surprised. Sammy and I were just kind of reacting to the news, but tell us about how the process resulted in Craig Stammen as being your pick for the new manager.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously sat down with long list of candidates to start with, and I think from Craig, he's somebody that he's been in the organization, he's been big in terms of somebody that on the field, was extremely hard worker, a player that was on our teams, led in on the field and also in the clubhouse. The last few years has been around the organization in uniform, working with Schulte and the coaching staff and the player group, also working with others in the organization from the minor league standpoint, and then also with the front office. So, again, he's somebody that we have a lot of trust and faith in. He's somebody that, as a player, super prepared, and work ethic off the charts, and a guy that has a lot of respect in that clubhouse from a lot of people that work at Petco and the player group, and we're just really excited about him as a choice.
AJ, the last two managers you hired, Bob Melvin and Mike Shildt, both had experience as big league skippers. Craig Stammen doesn't. The names that we heard, and I don't know if there were others in the mix, also did not have major league managerial experience. Why was that not a big factor in the hiring process for you?
No, I mean, experience always is a big factor. I think we talked to, a wide range. Some names that are reported, some names not, but we talked to, ex-big league managers, longtime coaches. We've talked to people in different spots. And I think, you look throughout the league, successful managers come from all different areas, So, like you mentioned with Bob and Mike, we had, two managers that had been managers elsewhere previously and had that experience. But, again, it's more about the person, the individual, and the fit with the team. I think you look throughout the game and you study it. Some people that, have big league experience, some people have coaching experience, some people have come from the broadcast booth, some people have come from, the front office ranks, some people have come from the college ranks. It's really just getting the right person, the right individual, and Craig's got, those attributes in terms of, leadership and character and, organizational knowledge and, somebody that's very talented. And, I think for those reasons, we felt like he was the guy that we wanted.
We're joined by Padres President of Baseball Operations, A.J. Preller, as the Padres hire Craig Stammen as their new manager on a 3-year contract. A.J., obviously, it's not an unprecedented situation having a guy who was former teammates with current players step into the manager's spot, but how much did his relationship with current guys on the team, superstars on the team, how much did that play a role in Craig being a fit for this?
Yeah, I think it's a factor, for sure. I mean, I think, I think the fact that Craig knows, our players, our team, he played with, guys on the team, he's able to hit the ground running from that standpoint. And you talk about experience, his experience has been in that clubhouse. And then the last few years, around the coaching staff and, around the group as well with a different perspective. So, I think for us, I think the ability we have a good team that we think, obviously has been in the playoffs here the last couple of years and the core of the team that should be returning. So, the fact that Craig knows those guys well, played with some of those guys, and knows the organization in and out, our staff and our players, that was a definite factor for us in the decision.
AJ, what can you tell us about the coaching staff that will be around Craig Stammen, guys that are already there, or any newcomers you may be looking to add?
Yeah, I mean, again, like we've been, we've had honest conversation with the staff members. If some of the staff members, we let them know that as we go through the process, they could, they can reach out and talk to other teams. It's I think for us, a lot of the staff members are under contract. You know, they want to be back. You know, Ruben, for example, you know, he was in this process right till the end, you know, and you know, he brings a ton of positive both with the pitching staff, and what we continue to see is, you know, he's, you know, like talking to him about the manager responsibilities. He's going to continue to add to the organization. We're going to continue talking to him and Craig Will about, you know, his voice and how we make sure that that's spread throughout the clubhouse. But we've got a talented coaching staff. You know, Craig will have the ability to, you know, shape it with some other voices that he feels like will, you know, keep adding to our team and our organization. But there's a lot of members of that staff that'll be back that are under contract and are excited about coming back and working with Craig.
You mentioned, you know, other names in the process, Ruben Niebla. One that was publicized quite a bit was Albert Pujols. Can you share anything about your conversations with Albert and, you know, anything that you got from him and maybe his prospects and what you think of him as potential future manager in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, Albert was, you know, it was, you know, again, like, you know, first class, and like, I mean, to me, it was very impressive in the process, as you would expect. I mean, obviously talking to him, pretty easy to see, you know, his experiences as a player, you know, the way he was prepared and talked about what made him successful. I think for us, you know, him getting down to that final, you know, final interview and everything like that, you could see that, you know, that's going to translate to players. He has a real want to do it. He went and managed an Escogido, you know, on the winter ball team. So, you know, again, these are, you know, the conversation with him, you know, with Albert, we told him we were going in a different direction. He was super professional and just explaining, look, we started with, you know, probably over 50 candidates on a piece of paper and, you know, leading to Zoom interviews and first round interviews and then in-person interviews and, you know, pretty detailed process overall with, you know, staff and ownership, and to get down to that final grouping, you know, I think from him speaks a lot about his candidacy and, you know, he wants to do this. I'm sure he's going to do this in the big leagues for a long time, but you can only hire one manager and you know, and just let him know that, honestly.
AJ, as we've touched on, Craig Stammen will be a first-time manager. As far as the coaching staff, will it be important to you to at least somewhat surround him with experience and perhaps somebody that's sat in that seat before?
You know, I think that's something that, you know, we'll continue to talk about it. Again, mm-hmm. There's a lot of different ways. You know, there's a lot of different experiences. So I think it's just good people that are, you know, have a lot of baseball knowledge and content that ultimately, you know, believe in the Padres and, you know, have the ability to get, you know, our players, you know, better and also that want to participate, you know, with a really talented staff. So I'm sure there's going to be people in that grouping that have had prior coaching and managing experience. But we've got a really talented staff already. And again, I think for Craig, you know, like, letting him help to, you know, letting him shape that staff, that'll be important. And, you know, I think there'll be staff members with all different kinds of backgrounds, honestly.
Let me ask you, how close, if you know, was Craig Stammen with Mike Shildt? And how much do you see this as trying to continue what Mike Shildt has done? And how much do you want to see, you know, Craig Stammen put his own stamp on the job as manager of the Padres?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the last few years, you know, for Craig, you know, we, you know, Mike and Josh Stein, myself, you know, we ended up adding Craig, Alan Craig, and AJ Ellis as players that had come off the field that have been part of the organization. You know, Mike wanted them around the big league team. They've kind of been throughout the minor league organization. He wanted them around the big league team, you know, as to help him, to help the staff, and to help grow some of our players. So the unique role that kind of under the, you know, maybe underpublicized the last few years, that, you know, those three guys that have a ton of experiences and are, you know, have been around the Padre organization. They were involved, you know, with Mike and the staff, you know, on a lot of the conversations and help messaging certain things to players and to staff members. So they're pretty familiar with the current processes. There's a lot of good that's been in place. I mean, you know, obviously, won a lot of games the last couple of years. So I think the fact that Craig's like aware of that, has been a part of that, has seen that, I think he's going to have his own tweak on certain things, as he should, to, like, you know, I think the whole point of this process is, how do we take this to the next level? You know, like, right now we've been, you know, a team that's been in the playoffs and won 90 plus and challenged for, you know, for titles. How do we take that to a team that, you know, is playing on that big stage in October and, you know, playing in a World Series game? So he's seen a lot on a day-to-day basis and been around it over the last few years. You know, I think there's a lot of good there, but it's like he now has the ability to go and shape that and make it better.
AJ, with the unique nature of Craig being a former teammate of a number of guys inside that clubhouse, were current players, you know, were they asked about their opinion of the next managerial hire and having somebody like Craig? Were they a part of that process at all?
I think to me, like, again, like, you sit down, you have some different conversations about, I talk to our players, you know, and some of the veteran guys have been around the team and, you know, about the different attributes and get their takes on what they're looking for in a manager and what this current team, they feel like we need, you know, the specific, you know, candidates, you know, and who it ends up being. Ultimately, that's our choice and my choice, you know, so it's you take in a lot of information, you know, and, you know, I think for myself, like the conversations with a player group is about, you know, the attributes and, you know, then ultimately, you know, you got to go ahead and make choices on the individuals and who that is and, you know, and make that decision.
Now that you have a manager, what's the next order of business for you in the offseason GM meetings coming up next week?
Yeah, no, it's you know, again, it'll be a lot of conversation now with Craig, putting a staff together, kind of finalizing the staff and, you know, reaching out to the current staff members, you know, starting that process in terms of, you know, a review of the past season, you know, getting with our current group about off-season player plans and what that looks like. And then, like you mentioned, the GM meeting starting next week, that's kind of the kickoff for trades, free agency, qualifying offers, you know, so we'll start to get a better sense coming out of the GM meetings about what other teams are trying to do, what certain free agents are trying to do. You know, we have a good team, we have a good core, you know, we've got to, you know, kind of get into the process now, the hot stove league, and start getting ready to add to that core and put a team on the field that can get back to the playoffs and go take some more steps into October.
Finally, AJ, I have to ask, Eric Grubner came on this program a couple of weeks ago and said that John Seidler was going to be instigating contract extension talks with you. Any update on that process, and you're planning to stick around for a while still?
Yeah, I mean, again, I like I mentioned before, I mean, that's, you know, something obviously that, you know, any of the contract talks player-wise, you know, from I always say that all the time when people ask about trades and free agency. You know, that's not something that we like to comment on publicly. I know that's been discussed and talked about. You know, again, I believe a ton in this organization. I love the Padres in San Diego. It's it's been a huge fun to be part of this thing, and you know, I'm looking forward to doing it for a long time. You know, and again, I think the focus so far has been on the manager hunt, and now it's going to continue to be on the off season. And making this team better, and you know, and I'm looking forward to doing it for a long time. We'll see where it goes.
AJ, appreciate it very much. Congratulations on the hiring of a new manager, and good luck the rest of this offseason. Thank you for joining us and our 97.3 The Fan listeners.
Okay, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
AJ Preller, president of baseball operations for the San Diego Padres, did not expect an answer to that last question other than what he said, but
I thought you were going to ask him if he knew who Matt Jones
was. That's what
was.
I thought was coming too.
I was waiting for it.
Did not get in that.
You know, AJ, he likes a lot of other sports. He's a
true. He does.
Yeah.
He's,
so it wouldn't shock me if he did.
Guessing
who Matt
that it
Jones
wasn't
is.
AJ who texted Matt Jones.
I
with
would
that
assume
news
not. No.
This morning, so. Craig Stammen, the new manager of the San Diego Padres, and got some good insight there from AJ on the process with Ruben Niebla. He said was right there at the end as one of the last candidates. Albert Pujols obviously was very impressive and right there at the end as well. But it sounds, and tell me if you agree, Sammy, that Craig Stammen's knowledge of the organization, relationships with everybody there, and immediate credibility with the guys who are already in that clubhouse was the determining factor as to why they made him a first-time manager rather than one of the other guys a first-time manager.
I agree. I think it's very much to me, you know, and I said it kind of tongue-in-cheek earlier, Padre way, to me, it's very much a continuity type of hire with somebody that's been in the organization, somebody that's been inside that clubhouse, somebody that clearly has relationships and respect from guys inside that clubhouse. I do think it's a unique scenario when you have a former teammate walking in. I'm a little fascinated to see how it all plays out, but you certainly have an understanding of why they feel like Craig is ready for this particular role at this particular time.
And again, we will cover the introduction of Craig Stammen as the new Padres manager live here on Monday morning on 97.3 The Fan. A 10 a.m. news conference has been scheduled for Petco Park. The only person who won't be there is Sam Levin.
Of course.
He'll be sunning himself on a beach in Hawaii.
Hey, bad timing.
Woodsy will be here, though. Woodsy will be back. Yeah. We'll trade Sammy out. Braden will continue on with reaction, probably take some of your phone calls out there, Padres fans, if you want to sound off on what's going on. Braden and Frank are coming in next, but it finally happened. The big news broke, and it happened during our show, Paulie, so we can at least thank the Padres.
Thanks, Woods.
For that.
What a surprise.
Stunner. We needed Woods to be gone for it to happen. For Paulie, for Sammy, I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Thursday. From all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.